strong toxic brother looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from CO to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for September 20th. I'm your host, Turn Armstrong, and with me today is Isaiah. How you doing, Isaiah?
How are you doing, Taryn? And I'm just looking forward to making another Wise Guys alliance with you, and hopefully we'll go deep in the game.
Look, we're the wise guys. You and me, we're the wise guys. Puya, he's just an extra wise guy.
That's it. Done deal.
and then our other wise guy, Liana. She's not a guy, but it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. We're just wise guys. Wise guys three.
All right. Well, we are here to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 22 live feeds. It was day 46 in the house, and we had a veto competition. Very exciting. It's pretty painless day, pretty quick. Nothing too crazy going on, but we did get a little bit of progress on the week. First, they were woken up pretty early here for the to pick the players for the veto. Tyler, Nicole, and Danny were chosen to play. Now, interestingly, Nicole and Danny were picked via house guest choice from Devon and Kevin. They both got house guest choice, and they chose both Danny and Nicole.
And this definitely didn't help their outlook in the house right now, where everyone's assuming that they want to keep Day. So not the best of looks for Danny and Nicole.
Yes, it looked a little suspicious here. And it also gave further indication that, like, hey, they don't trust David this much. Are we really going to get rid of David when they clearly don't trust him this much? So Day picked Nicole, Kevin picked Danny. Nicole and Danny both separately told Devon, like, hey, I'm looking out for you. Like I'm gonna win this veto for you, or like hey, I'm gonna throw this veto for you, whatever. Like, they were like, hey, I've got you.
And it feels a little genuine here. I think that they're starting to see that the guys are starting to do their thing on the other side of the house, and they're just trying to gain some sort of leverage, even though it's possibly, if we talk about it later, it's going to hurt the full image of their positioning in the house.
Yeah. Memphis is going to tell all of them that he wants them to throw the veto because his big master plan that he has not told anybody, that he has had to keep a secret because nobody can know about the big master plan, is that he wants David out. Mind blown. I never would have guessed this. I cannot believe at the start of this week, if you had told me that Memphis wanted David out, I would have told you that makes sense.
This is the biggest blindside in Big Brother history, Taryn, if you haven't understood. I think everyone expected Memphis to want to go after David, and I don't understand why he's being so, I guess, like, shifty and shady with it. I think this, just him wanting to do this huge plan and not telling anyone and basically saying, oh, I'm not going to tell anyone until after veto, it makes him very untrustworthy in some people's eyes, and it's not helping his stock going later in the game. But, yeah, biggest blindside ever, David.
Yeah. So the plan is to backdoor David. Everyone should throw the veto so that Devon or Kevin win. They take themselves down And then David goes up and David goes home. Tyler talks to Memphis. He's like, I don't think that makes sense to me. I just feel like there's such a rift between David and Devon and Kevin. Like, they didn't even choose him to play, dude. Like, why would we get rid of him? He's on an island by himself. Memphis is like, yeah, he's got to go, though. Gotta go. He's on an island. He's got to go. He's got to go off of that island. We got to vote him off the island. Get him out of here.
And he also made that blank deal with David. So I think you said this in a previous podcast, but it just feels like he's not, like, he's still in his classic Renegades like fashion. Like, he's definitely still doing things that Dan has, like, programmed into his mind to think that is correct gameplay. And we're going to talk about it in a little bit, but this is definitely not the best approach. And I think Tyler is totally against this.
Yeah. So Tyler's going to go to Cody after this and be like, dude, oh my God, I talked to Memphis. The plan is to backdoor David. He wants me to throw the veto. Has he told you this yet? And Cody's like, what? No, that's so stupid. Oh my God. And Tyler's like, that's what I'm trying to say. Enzo is rubbing off on everyone. He says that they agree one of Kevin or Day has to go because they are together, whereas they don't even trust David, and they are with Danny and Nicole. And that's not good, because if Tyler or Cody or whoever end up on the block next to Danny or Nicole, then Day or Kevin will be a vote to keep Danny or Nicole. So they need to get rid of one of them so that that vote is not automatically there anymore. At the very least, just the fact that Danny is trying so hard to keep Devon there is an indication that she needs to go. So they would really prefer that Day is the one to go. And Tyler's like, what am I supposed to do? Because he wants me to throw this thing. Should I try to win? Cody's like, yes, try to win. And then if you win, we'll have more leverage to convince Memphis that this is not the play. We can push hard. Because if we don't win, if he's holding the veto and we push really hard, like, don't do this, don't do this, then he might just be like, fine, I'll just throw you up. But if we have the veto, then they can't do that. So Tyler's like, okay, I agree. I'm gonna try and win this thing.
Yeah, and I think Cody's actually looking at the bigger picture here, and he's starting to realize that the true war is really about to start in the house, as far as next week or the week after. So it's not in their best interest to get rid of potential numbers like David. And if they need to do what they got to do and go against what the HOH wants, then they got to do it. I think this is the correct plan for them.
Mm. So they're going to play in the veto. We know from the Big Brother Backyard Twitter account here that it's the it was the maze veto, with the grass maze thing. Tyler has played in this one before, and lo and behold, Tyler wins the power of veto. Memphis is not pleased
at all.
No.
And it's actually interesting that they, it's, I think it's a coincidence, obviously. I don't think, I'm going to assume it's not right, but it's kind of interesting that the week Christmas desperately needed the veto. Oh, look, this is the bowling one. I mean, the race one that she won back in 19. And then, oh, Tyler really wants the veto. Oh, look, this is the maze one that he did really good in 20. So That's a little interesting, coincidental.
Well, to be fair, Christmas didn't need the veto that week. And also, first time she won it, it's because she was thrown the competition. And then this time, Tyler really didn't need this veto. It was just for David. But still. Tyler has it. He's going to talk to Memphis. Memphis is so pissed. He's especially pissed at Danny, because apparently Tyler finished like about 30 seconds or so ahead of Memphis, and Memphis finished like 10 seconds ahead of Danny. And Memphis was like, there's no way Danny threw that. I was running that whole time. I was running. And so he's pissed at Danny and he's pissed at Tyler. And you know, all this stuff. I'm seeing in the chat, people really feel like Tyler did need this veto because there were a lot of people that really were thinking, oh my God, Memphis is going to backdoor Tyler. Look, it's certainly in the realm of possibility that that was an idea of his. There's zero indication, as far as I'm concerned, that that was ever going to happen on the feeds. Everything that he talked about after the fact was about how he really wanted to do this to David. And then this was all about David, beforehand, after the fact, like, it was all about the David stuff. And Memphis didn't even try that hard to get Tyler to throw the veto when he was like, I don't know if I want to throw the veto. Very much do not believe that Tyler was the backdoor target. I imagine we'll find out tonight, perhaps, but I really don't think so. Anyway, Memphis is pissed. And Tyler's like, well, should I use it? And he's just like, oh my God, I mean, that was the whole effing point of this whole situation, was to use it. So I would hope that you would use it. He's like, but I mean, are you really that, like I know David's coming after you. He's like, no, I'm not worried about David. I'm not worried about him. Like, I'm not worried about him. I just want him gone this week. That was the whole point of the plan.
Yeah, Grandpa needs his coffee. You know, when you don't set things up correctly and you just move so shady, people aren't going to be inclined to do what you want, Memphis. So, you know, he kind of did this to himself, honestly.
Yeah. And he's like, and I can't believe Danny didn't throw this. She was talking to Day right after the competition. She's talking to Day right before the competition. Like, what is her angle here? Why is she not throwing the veto? I'm not worried about David. It's just, I had this plan and now there's a hiccup with the plan. That's not cool, man. Like, what's going on? I just don't understand why people won't just listen to me when they tell them to throw competitions. This is the whole point of me being in charge and telling people what to do. Oh my God.
This is what happens when there's no Dan Giesling. Memphis needs Dan.
Yeah. When I played in my first season, we would just tell people what to do and then they did it. And it worked. I don't know why it's not working anymore. I don't know. Like, it couldn't possibly be because Dan was there to help smooth everything over and make all the things happen for me, right? It's just, I'm supposed to be able to tell people what to do and then they do it. Ugh. No mist involved.
Poor, poor Memphis. He's definitely the victim here. He's the victim.
Tyler is just like, you know, I do not want to face the wrath of Memphis. Like, look, if you want me to use it, I can use it. I just feel like, you know, let's talk to Cody about it. Let's talk to Christmas about it. You know, like, let's see what their thoughts are. And he's like, I know what they're going to say. We don't need to talk to them. I know what they're going to say. He's like, I just feel like, you know, we should get together and have like a conversation. We're not going to get together and have a conversation. I mean, we can talk to them. Yeah, well, I mean, we can talk to them, but like, you know, I get it. He's like, yeah, let's get, you know, because they're, you know, they're gonna have they have the votes, and you know, we should start yelling at them instead of me, please.
When you align yourself closely with people like Christmas, who are so into Kumbaya Big Brother, that's the type of reaction you're gonna get. You need to pick your allies a little better.
Mm. So Memphis is going to have a group conversation with Cody and Christmas, and then Tyler's going to join as well. They talk about not using the veto. Cody and Christmas back up Tyler's reasoning. Day is too connected to Danny. Day is too connected to Kevin. David is out on an island, and yeah, he might be coming for you. Oh, look, I'm not worried about David. And Memphis keeps asking. He's very set on this point. He's like, okay, hold on. If Danny is as close to Devon as you say she is, why would she not try to throw the veto then? because all she needed to do was throw the veto, and then Davon would have been safe because the play was to backdoor David. I told her that. Why would she not go along with it then and throw the veto? And they keep telling him because she wanted to win and take Day off the block so that she had extra currency with Davon and made sure that Davon was safe this week, that Day was the one that came off the block. And he's just like, it just doesn't make sense, though. All she needed to do was follow the plan and Day would have been safe. It just doesn't make any sense. And they're like, we keep telling you why it makes sense. And he's like, nope, I don't believe it. It doesn't make sense. I don't agree.
And I actually think Cody said this earlier in the day, that Memphis is playing a completely different game of Big Brother where everyone else is like, he's very, like, he's a couple speeds back. Like, he's still a couple weeks ago. So he doesn't know about a lot of the stuff that's happening behind the scenes. So he's playing catch up right now.
So they all agree that Day should be the target. Memphis is going to give in, and the votes to evict Davon will be Christmas, Tyler, Cody, who are in the room, and then Enzo will be their fourth, which should lock it in no matter what Danny and Nicole want to do. So Davon is the target for the week. Memphis is going to go to Day, and he says, I'm sorry, I don't know what happened. They all flipped. They all flipped. Look, I want you to stay, but I have no idea where the votes are. So sorry about that one. You can go talk to Tyler, try to convince him to use a veto. But I just can't believe Danny tried to win that thing. I just don't. I'm so annoyed.
It's like, is it really even considered flipping if you don't tell people the plan beforehand?
Right. It's literally they flipped from what he told them to do like 5 hours ago.
Yeah, basically, like if you don't give people enough time to let a plan marinate, you can't really consider it flipping. You didn't tell them. So,
yeah. Now, this is the problem here for Memphis, is that he did this whole wise guys thing, which I thought was inspired. It was good. The problem is that he then went on to alienate the very people he just made those deals with. This worked in week two, because it was week two and there was plenty of game to be played, but he's currently trying to figure out his end game and he's trying to leverage his position as HOH in order to do it, which is the right way to go about things. The problem is that he's not properly leveraging his HOH position to make these bonds that he needs to use in the end game. He did so at first, but then he went on to say, I'm not going to tell you what I'm going to do. Then he had an idea that went against what all of them wanted to do, didn't tell them about it, and then got mad when it didn't work out. And that's very bad news. This is the week that he needs to play ball the most, because if you're Cody, Enzo, or Christmas, the three people that are in the wise guys, then you are looking at Memphis this week and you are trying to determine, is this the guy that I want to be in the end game with? This guy that is very inflexible, that's very good at competitions, and clearly, like, I can't convince him to do what I want. I can't even work with him. I can't even have a conversation with him. I can't convince him of the simplest of things, like Danny wanting to win to take Davon off the block. I don't think this is going to work out, and they're going to start to look at other people, like Tyler, who is going to be able to talk to Cody in a reasonable way. Like, what is he doing? Why is he acting like this? How do we trick him into doing what we want? Because this is dumb. And those bonds are being made this week. And that is not going to be good for Memphis's endgame if he thinks that he can wise guy it up.
Yeah. And when you're a person like Memphis who, so far, you have a really good track record with these competitions, and you're just showing that you're like a loose cannon. You're going to do whatever you want. If you look at it in someone else's shoes, why would they be inclined to work with you? You're not really doing anything for them. So, you know, he needs to clean that up.
Yeah. So Christmas talks to Memphis after everything. She says, look, I'm like 95% sure that there's a girls thing. It's like, you're in the girls thing.
Christmas. Shady lady.
Where does 95% come from when you are in the girls thing? Like, how do you come up with that number?
Oh, like you were literally there when you made the shady ladies Christmas. I think the 5% is just her trying to believe in whatever kind of realm that this isn't a real thing.
Yeah. So Devon has to go. She has to go. Tyler is going to talk with, or Day's going to talk with Tyler. She's continuing to try. She continues to try to convince him. So part of her pitch after talking to Memphis, I got to convince Tyler to use the veto. Her pitch is, look, Tyler, I voted for you to stay. I did. And David, he's trying to trick you. Don't be a fool. Don't believe David. He voted you out. And I voted for you to stay. So use that veto on me. Don't be tricked by David.
Sloppy. It's a lot of lies. It's not true.
It's just like, it doesn't even make like logical sense at all. Like if, cause Devon is under the assumption that David was working with Tyler and that's why he voted that way. That it was on purpose. Mm-hmm. And she's, why would you then think that you can convince Tyler of the opposite thing? Like Devon just needs to go to Tyler and say, look, I voted against you because of David.
Mm-hmm.
David approached me about voting you out. And because he did, I thought this is a chance to tie up the vote, to maybe get some level of agency in the game. It had nothing to do with you, Tyler. I'm so sorry. But David clearly set me up and voted the other way. But I know now that I owe you in this game because I did you wrong and now I owe you a favor. And so I have no business asking you to use the veto on me. But if I stay in this game, I owe you. That's, in my opinion, the way to play it, saying that he owes her because she voted for him when he knows that she didn't is not going to work out super well.
And I think she was getting to a point where she was starting to open her eyes a little bit last week. But I really think that this whole Nicole move that she pulled definitely just like put that in shambles. And like, I really think that she has no idea what's going on here anymore. I don't know if this is a point where she can come back from it. Like possibly if Danny or Nicole are in power, I don't know if that could help her game so she can see where the actual lines are. But that's even if she stays this week, you know, I feel like she's just really lost right now. And it's unfortunate. It's really unfortunate for Devon.
Yeah. Yeah. So, he says, well, I'll think about what to do with the veto. We know what he's going to do with the veto. Now we are going to take a quick break for our sponsors and we'll be right back.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
And we're back. So let's get back to the show. Memphis talks to Danny. He says that, he doesn't think Tyler's going to use it. And he's like, what was up with the veto cut? Like, why didn't you throw it? He's just like, I threw it. I wasn't trying my hardest. He's like, okay. he's like, okay, so let's assume Tyler's not going to use this veto. Things stay the same. Who should go home? And Danny immediately is, well, obviously Kevin, for sure. Where we need to get the votes to make sure Kevin goes home, right? He's like, okay. Basically, she plays into exactly the trap that that others set for her here, that she's pitching pretty hard to try and keep Dave on, and Memphis is going to notice it.
It's a setup, and next week, I think if she's not in a power position, this could definitely blow up in her face.
Mm-hmm. So Cody talks to Nicole, and he's really going to just lay the hammer down here on Danny. He says that they need to get rid of Davon. She's too close to Danny. Here's the thing. Danny told him. So Danny told Cody that, and you guys may remember this from a live feed update. So last week, Danny had a conversation with Memphis, trying to feel him out about whether he would be willing to take out Tyler. And Memphis was basically saying no. But he did say, when we get down to six, when we get down to the committee, Tyler is the first to go. Danny took that conversation, went to Cody, and I believe she embellished. Now, again, the feed's cut so much that it's hard to know for sure that this is a lie, but I do not recall Memphis saying Nicole in this conversation, but basically Memphis said Tyler is the first to go. Danny took that conversation, told Cody about it, and said, Memphis told me that Tyler and Nicole are the first to go. So Cody has had that information for a few days. He goes to Nicole yesterday and he says, Danny told me that Memphis told her that Tyler and you are the first to go in the committee. And Nicole was essentially just like, why didn't she tell me this? And Cody was like, I don't know. This is her whole thing, is that she constantly is like feeding information to people. She's not looking out for you. And Nicole is pissed. And she feels like Danny was upset with her today because Davon chose Nicole to play in the veto and not Danny. And she's just like, I'm so done with her. And Cody says, me too. We won't put her up, but if she's on the block, we're not keeping her. So that's there. They talk about Davon and how Davon needs to go. And Nicole is on board with taking out Davon because Nicole is worried that Davon will find out that Nicole tricked her with the vote situation. In particular, she's worried that Danny is going to rat her out at some point when it's convenient. And then Nicole will have an upset Davon to deal with in the house. So if Davon leaves, Nicole doesn't have to worry about that anymore.
And it's actually interesting seeing this dynamic because I've seen Cody really do major work with this whole love triangle situation where he has Danny constantly giving information about Nicole to him. And then he has Nicole constantly giving information about Danny to him. So he has the pick of the two basically. And it looks like he's going towards the Nicole side. And Danny, I don't know how she keeps slipping by each week, but it seems like each week she just is constantly like losing trust from her allies. I don't really know she has like a corner to turn at this point. If she doesn't win power next week.
Yeah. So Davon really seeming like she's in some trouble here. Not only are there four locked votes against her, there's now a fifth locked vote against her. She will only have Danny in her corner who will flip with the alliance when they all tell her this is the way it's going. And then David, who doesn't have a lot of reason to choose her over Kevin at the moment. So not looking good for Davon. This is the kind of thing that people get really annoyed at Nicole about. Like, she did Day wrong and now she's going to do her more wrong to fix the wrong, essentially. But I do think this is part of what makes Nicole an effective player in the game, that it's a good point. When you do someone wrong, you should then get rid of them, because a lot of the time we see in this game, people do eventually find out and then they come back at you. You can't just do someone wrong and then think, I'm amazing. I got away with that. Boom. Now I can leave them in the house and not even have to worry about them. You got to clean your tracks. And Nicole, as a very paranoid, anxious person, she's always wanting to cover her tracks. And that's part of what makes her an effective player. Not looking good. Not looking good for Davon. Cody also tells Nicole about the wise guys. He does not tell her the name, but he says that Memphis, Enzo, and him have now made a three thing with each other. And he lets her know about that, which I thought was very interesting. I think that what this says is that Cody doesn't trust Memphis. I talked about this last night. I think the fact that Cody did not tell anybody, including Nicole, about this alliance until after he found out that Memphis was going rogue with the David plan is an indication to me that he probably, after this whole thing, was like, okay, this whole Memphis thing, this is too volatile. I'm going to tell Nicole about it. Because basically in the game, you're always balancing two options of like, I've got really close allies, I've got side deals. Do I tell my close ally about this side deal, or do I keep it to myself as a secret weapon? The balance is, how likely is this side deal to come to light? Like, is this going to blow up and they're going to find out about it and I haven't told them? So we saw this happen with Christmas. Christmas told Tyler that she told Memphis about her power. She didn't have to tell him that. She did not tell him about the wise guys. So Christmas feels like the wise guys alliance will be kept secret, but the fact that she told Memphis about the power might come out. And so she needs to tell Tyler that she did it. Otherwise he'll be mad and he'll wonder what else she's not telling him. So to me, this indicates that Cody does not trust Memphis to keep his mouth shut, and feels like this could get out at some point, and I need to give Nicole the heads up about it. He has not told her about Triple Threat, which is very interesting to me. But he tells her about this wise guys thing, and I'm curious to see where this goes, or if Christmas will end up telling Tyler about her end of the wise guys as Memphis continues to seem, you know, unreasonable.
And I definitely want to add on to your point that I do think that the exchange of any sort of information that's valid and important will definitely take you a long way. And with him exposing the wise guys, I think that it still covers Enzo up, because I don't know if she's going to go to Enzo and ask for confirmation. Like, Enzo, people just seem to just trust him, so I don't think she's going to care about him too much. But when you're targeting someone like Memphis already, this is just going to basically just pile up on him until like people are ready to get rid of him. So I think this is showing that that Nicole's like his number two and Enzo his number one. But, you know, it's an interesting dynamic that should be building up.
Yes. He also he also hides the fact that Enzo, in fact, Nicole specifically asks, oh, does Enzo know about the committee? And he goes, no. Mm-hmm. No, I would never tell Enzo about the committee. And we know he has.
Yeah.
So interesting conversation there. That was one of the more long-term, long-lasting, long-term effects conversations of the day. Christmas is going to talk with Memphis again after he has a conversation with Danny. He said, okay, so I talked to Danny, and 1,000% she's got something with Day. She was so panicky about keeping Day. She was so adamant about it right away. You guys are completely right. Day has to go. Chris is like, exactly, that's what I was saying. And he says, you know, I had a plan, but like the way this all worked out, it actually all worked out for the best here. This actually couldn't have been more perfect, because now we've exposed this, you know, sloppiness from Danny, and now we know where she is and what she's doing. So we can get out Day this week, and then, you know, we can have our sights on Danny.
And I think the build up to be even targeting Danny was as far as like last week. So this is just a lot of messiness flying. And it's just very interesting to me, I guess, as a fan, just to see that the war is actually potentially about to start next week. So I'm very interested to see where this all pans out.
Yeah. So Tyler's going to talk with Enzo. They agree that they want Day gone. And they also talk about going after Danny very soon, as soon as they can. It's not looking good.
I think as far as like targets, I mean, I could be wrong here, but if I feel like it's either David, I mean, I said David, either Danny or Christmas are being like looked at right now as like the top totem pole people right now.
Yes. So in the conversation between Cody and Nicole, he told Nicole to get tight with Christmas again. And she was like, okay, that makes sense because we'll need her to go after Danny. And she said, well, Tyler's also going after Danny, right? And Cody's like, yes, Tyler's 100% after Danny. And that Cody's like, we don't need Christmas as much because we have Tyler. Cody would prefer Christmas to go, obviously. And they want Tyler to go after Danny. And you know, I don't know what their thoughts are on Memphis at this point, but yeah, Christmas is up there in terms of targets. Danny wants Christmas gone first. Nicole probably wouldn't want Christmas gone first, but Nicole probably now wants Memphis gone soon, as well as Danny potentially. Tyler and Enzo want Danny gone. So Tyler wasn't looking super great at the beginning of the week. He's now in a slightly better position. Memphis, who is starting out great this week, has fallen. It's taken a big hit. Danny continues to just plummet. Christmas actually, I think, has gotten a little bit of a reprieve with all of this Memphis and Danny stuff. Nicole continues to be in the spot where nobody's going to try and take her out, which is exactly where she tries to be. And Cody, of course, just continues to be in the driver's seat. But it's interesting stuff.
And I will say, I think a really interesting thing about Triple Threat is that it seems like they're strength is definitely like diverting the targets off of them and getting people to target other people for them. And like slowly but surely just builds up to like, all right, these people are targeting each other now instead of me. Like Tyler was looking like a big threat last week and no one's even like thinking about him right now. So it's impressive.
So Nicole did go to Christmas and basically say, like, I see what Danny's doing. I want Davon out. Like, I'm with you. Christmas told Memphis about it. And so Memphis also feels like, okay, Nicole is on board against Danny now. Like, this is all great. So in Memphis's eyes, Danny seems to be like the first target here. Everything is coming into place here. Nicole does talk to Danny later in the night. She says that she is this is a little embarrassing. Nicole is talking about like, it doesn't seem like Tyler's going to use it. And Danny's like, no, don't worry. I'm going to talk to Tyler. I'm going to work on him. I'm going to get him to use the veto. Okay.
Not happening.
But what if things stay the same, Danny? Like, if things stay the same, what are we going to do? And Danny says, we're going to keep Davon. She's like, yeah, but what if they don't want to? She's like, we'll just persuade them all to keep them on. Don't worry about it.
Because you definitely have that sort of social capital right now, Danny.
Yeah. I mean, this has been what I've been talking about with Danny, like all season long, is that she overestimates her ability. Like she couldn't even get people to vote out Tyler over Ian last week, or Tyler over anybody. Yeah. She just like her persuasive ability is just not there.
I think the people that she could have persuaded just like left pre-jury.
She kicked them out. Pre-jury. Yeah,
basically. And she put her trust in the wrong people.
There was one person in the house who was just completely misted by Danny, completely bought into everything Danny said. And that was Danny's number one target, Janelle.
Yeah. You know, like greed will take you. I know you want that crown, but greed will take you to the wrong direction. Gotta think with your head.
Yeah. So not looking great for Danny. Kevin and Day are going to talk later in the night. And Davon is finally going to tell Kevin about all of the alliances that she has been a part of throughout the season. The Slick Six, the Sly Five, the Connect Four. She tells it all.
This is a good move for like Kevin, I guess, because if he ends up staying, I mean, he'll have this information, but it's like, I don't think he's going to be able to do anything with it because he's going to be dead in the water. And I think if this even gets out that Kevin knows and Davon told him, it's just another reason for people to vote Davon. It's nothing really big is going to be happening from this.
Mm-hmm. She says she thinks that perhaps one of the reasons why she's in this position is that she let it slip to Enzo a few weeks ago that she wanted to take a shot at Cody. And she thinks that he probably tricked her into revealing that information and then brought it to Cody. Actually, that didn't happen. He did actually keep that information to himself, but she feels a bit betrayed by Enzo in that regard. They also just talk about how like Kevin is just like, there's so many, all of those alliances, like this game is just way over my head. Like it has evolved so far beyond my comprehension.
That's why I keep saying the people on the outside are really just playing catch up right now. Like I think Cody actually said, I mean, I don't think this is going to happen anymore, but he was saying at one point, like, oh, if this doesn't work out this way, then I'm blowing up the committee and all this stuff. Like, these people are just so behind. It's just, there's definitely like two different speeds. There's fast and there's slow. And Kevin's trying to play catch up right now. But like I said, I don't know if he has any pull to really do anything with this information.
Mm-hmm. So that's basically what we had from the day. Isaiah, anything else that you wanted to bring up?
I thought it was funny during the Kevin and Davon conversation how people kept trying to use the bathroom and I'm embarrassed.
Yeah, Danny gets a little shy when she needs to go. She gets stage fright. She can't have anyone else in the bathroom and when she goes. A lot of bathroom problems lately.
Yeah, that's all though. There was nothing else. It was a slow dive.
But, we did get Zingbot in the veto competition, yeah. And there were some zings. I still don't know the exact wording of them. I don't know if the chat knows the exact wording, but basically, I know that Cody was called stupid. I think it was something about like an IQ of 10 or something.
roasted.
Christmas was called like cold and she was like, I would rather be called like savage or like, he's like, no, that's a compliment. You know, you're not going to get compliment. And she was like, I would rather be called stupid than cold. And he was like, yeah, but I got called. Nah, I'm not going to lie. I'd also rather be called stupid than cold.
I feel like Zingbot has gotten very soft over the years. Like he used to be very cutthroat. Yeah, just hearing these insults, just like I would just be like, but I mean, is it true? I think someone said that Nicole was crying in the DR or something from what they said from about her.
Yeah, I mean, I'm you know, Nicole was not pleased with her, so they made fun of Nicole's voice, and you know. There are better zings than Nicole's voice, I think.
Yeah. But you know,
what they really should have done with Nicole is something about like, oh, you think that you can. No, that would have given away her game.
Zing.
Apparently, Tyler's had to do with they basically called Tyler a liar, which is like. Rough.
Yikes. I would have just called him a quitter since he keeps trying to leave the game. And I mean, it's public knowledge now. So,
yeah, I mean, Cody's really is, I mean, great. Like being called stupid by the Zingbot is like the best possible zing for you. Yeah. Because like, it, you know, nobody really believes that Cody is stupid, but it like helps him in the game, I think.
Yeah. I don't know. Zingbot, it's starting to like ice down over the years. It's like, I think the last time I really enjoyed it was probably the Kathy Griffin year with Zach Rantz and all that stuff. But I mean, it's something. It's a milestone. It's an icon. Hopefully it's not the legend they were talking about for the neighbor. I don't want that, but
we'll see. Apparently Tyler's was something along the lines of, what do you call a guy who says getting the girl is better than 500K? A liar.
Buy Angela's cookbook.
Yeah.
Angela's cookbook.
The cutie pie in the chat says producers are turning on Tyler. I guarantee you, if the producers were ever on Tyler's side, they 1,000% turned on him. The week he tried to quit the game. 1,000%. I think they called Danny old. She got the Holly zing, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Not sure any of the others here or anything like that. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, Zingbot. Generic.
Yeah.
He's not funny anymore.
I don't have any further speculation on the neighbor. I still feel like the fact that Zingbot showed up probably on that balcony probably means that it is Zingbot, but I know a lot of people think that because Zingbot showed up for Vito, it couldn't be there for Thursday, but we'll see.
What if they're like, oh, you saw Zingbot, the neighbor is Zingbot Jr. There you go. That's the legend. Yeah. Zing, zing.
They're also mentioning yes, Nicole did talk to Memphis about the, when she talked to Cody, she was like, hey, should I tell Memphis about this Danny thing? And Cody was like, I think you could do that. So she did go and talk to Memphis about, Danny telling her that he told Danny that her and Tyler were at the top of the hit list. It's as if Memphis needed any more reason to be pissed at Danny.
It's just like, I've seen this a lot this season too. It just feels like it's a lot of he said, she said. I heard from this person that this person.
That's
said
every it. Season.
Yeah.
I feel like every season in my notes, there's at least one segment of, so he said that she said that she said that he said that he said that she said that this person is a threat.
So it's a great vibe, you know.
Yeah. All right. That's what we have for you this morning. Thank you guys so much for joining us. I'll, of course, be back tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother 22 live feeds. We'll be live tonight with a recap of the Sunday night nomination episode of Big Brother 22. And then Tuesday, Stockwatch Roundtable. Check it out. We'll rate the players. Isaiah, where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter at 8BallBangers, the number 8 of them BallBangers. If you just want to see me rant or get hype about Big Brother and all other reality TV shows. And yeah.
There it is. You can find me on Twitter at ArmstrongTaren. You can find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/TarenArmstrong. Thanks again for joining us, and we'll see you next time.
Grand Canyon University, an affordable private Christian university, is one of the largest and fastest growing universities in the country, offering more than 270 programs online. In addition to federal grants and aid, GCU's online students received nearly $130 million in institutional scholarships in 2022. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu/myoffer to see the scholarships you may qualify for.